B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning court is in session. Let's say good morning to Kristen. Hey, good morning, Kristen.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're good. Brings you to court.
I know. I do actually really like this segment that you guys do, and I can't believe now it's me calling you.
That's what they all say, Kristen. The court of last resort, as we say.
Sure.
All right. So what's going on?
Okay, so I've been dating my boyfriend for about 2 years, and like everything's great. Like we're happy. Like we live together. Like thinking marriage, or at least I am. But like, I don't know. But I do see a future with this guy. Like everything's been going great.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You didn't call us because things were going great.
Right.
I'll tell you that.
What happened?
All right.
So let me preface this by saying, like, we don't have any friends with kids. Like, I don't know. We're just not in that stage of our life yet. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So my sister, who lives in Connecticut, just had a baby.
Oh.
So we go down, like, to see her. And everybody in the room takes turns holding the baby. Beautiful baby girl. Like,
nice.
Adorable.
Mm-hmm.
So then when I go to hand her to my boyfriend, he holds up his hands and goes, "All set."
All set.
Okay. Cute.
What's joking. That mean?
And I laugh.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, obviously he's just joking.
Yeah.
And then I go to hand her to him again. And he goes, "I don't hold babies."
I don't hold babies?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I literally think he's just joking. And I'm like, oh, just hold her and I'll like take your picture. And he said no, like really harshly.
Mm.
And my mom, my dad, sister were all like, what?
Okay.
What's going on?
I felt like another person for a minute. I was like, I've never
out of body.
Seen
yeah.
this side
yeah,
of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
He cops total attitude all day. Acting like a baby hating freak.
Not eating, a baby hating freak.
Baby hating freak.
Okay,
love babies.
Yeah.
Anyways, we get home or whatever, and I'm like, what was that all about? And he goes, I'm just not a baby person, sorry.
He's acting like one, but, you know, that's that.
Yeah, he just goes, let it go.
Oh, the old let it go. Mm. Let it go. Conversation over.
I bet you, but you haven't let it go, obviously.
No, of course not.
Right?
I'm obsessed. I keep, like, relaying that day, like, over and over in my brain. Like, what am I doing here? Like, am I... So that's why I'm questioning everything now. Like, maybe he doesn't want a future with me, and maybe he doesn't want kids. And if that's the case, I mean, maybe he'll change his mind. Like, is this a deal breaker?
Well, Kristen, you said you've been together for almost 2 years, so it's not like somebody you just met.
Right.
A lot of time invested here, but are you investing in the wrong guy is the question, right? Because you clearly want babies, and if you have one, he's not holding it. We've established that, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Well, Kristen, you know how morning court works. Stay tuned. We'll present your case here and see what our listeners think. Is this just a quirk, or is he a...
What?
Jerk.
Oh,
I mean,
sorry.
That was easy.
Oh, yeah, come on. I've been rhyming all day.
Okay, fine. Kristen, do stay tuned, okay?
Okay.
All right, 888-410-105. So I'm not saying he's a jerk.
No,
just,
no,
you know
you are.
What I'm saying. But maybe a little. Okay, Kristen, stay tuned.
All right, thanks.
Did I say that out loud? I shouldn't have said that because I don't want to sway the jury.
Oh.
We don't want to sway the jury.
Your Honor.
Because he might not be a jerk. What if he doesn't like babies and she's got this whole idea of, you know, they've been together 2 years. Is she wasting her time with this guy?
Or some people don't like babies, but they like their own.
But then you want a baby with someone who doesn't want one? You're like...
No, but like maybe he doesn't like other people's babies, but he would like his own baby.
Gotcha. Well, we'll find out. 888-410-1057. Kristen, stay tuned. Right now it's morning court and we just talked to Kristen. Her boyfriend of 2 years kind of freaked her out this past weekend when she went down to Connecticut to see her sister's new baby, and he wanted no part of that. So now she's thinking, what am I wasting my time? Because she wants one eventually. Maureen, good morning.
Hello.
What do you think of Kristen's dilemma today?
So my husband would never hold babies, and he had a lot of nieces and nephews, and I never saw him hold any while we were dating. Like, he would pass on it also. And when we had our own children, he was like a natural. It was mind-blowing. So if he says he wants children, he will probably be a whole different person with his own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
So if he says he will have children, then she has nothing to worry about. Because I saw a whole different side of my husband.
Oh, that's good. Right?
Yeah, that's great news.
Well, listen, when it's your own, things change. But she's just a little nervous.
Yes. People only really like their own kids.
Yeah, so, I mean, she needs to have that conversation, though, to find out if he wants children.
That's right. Well, good. So it worked out for you, Maureen. That's what she's been waiting to hear. Thanks for calling, okay?
Yes, thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Let's say good morning to Paul. Hey, Paul, what do you think of Kristen's dilemma here today?
Good morning. I would just say Kristen got to let it go. In other words, end of discussion. No, you know,
all set.
That would be a red flag. That would be a red flag for me, because I think after 2 years, she deserves a little bit of an explanation about, you know.
Yeah, he says
baby,
I'm all set.
Phobia.
Let it go. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, right. I just, like I said, you know, two years is a pretty significant amount of time to be together, and he just like ended the, you know, wouldn't even talk about it. It sounds like.
All right, so you don't like it. All right, Paul.
Okay.
All right, 888-410-1057. We'll go to Brenda. Brenda, what do you think of Kristen's morning call
today? Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I think she's overreacting.
Okay.
I think, you know, she should just have a conversation with him and find out if he wants to have kids someday. Because when you have your own children, of course you hold your old children, no matter what age they are. And he will change once his own child is born. So I think she's just overreacting.
You know what? You might be right. There's a lot of maybes. Because what she says was maybe he doesn't want kids. Maybe he'll change his mind. Maybe, maybe, maybe. But you're right. Why aren't they having these conversations?
Right.
Just get it out.
Yeah, I know, but I hate that.
Right.
You hate that conversation?
Yeah, but conversations.
Well, you're doing a radio show. Could you help?
But like serious ones. Like, you know, the ones that count.
Brenda, help me, will you?
Surfacey ones are easy.
Okay. Oh, boy. That's a whole other court to
that, right? That is.
Exactly. All right. Talk.
Well, Brenda, it was great talking with you.
You too. Happy Veterans Day. Oh.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Morning court, because her boyfriend in a couple of years kind of freaked her out last weekend. And I don't blame her. It was a little weird. He went down to Connecticut with her to see her sister's new baby, the newborn. And he absolutely refused to hold the baby. I don't do babies.
Yeah.
And she said on the way home, because it was kind of embarrassing, he would not hold a baby. She said, well, what was all that about? And he said, let it go. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but she can't. All right. Because he doesn't want to talk about it. So maybe that's why she's calling us. But should she? So let's start with you, Dennis. Is this something that's just red flags everywhere? Or is it more common than we know?
I'm just like her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah?
I don't like holding babies either.
Why not?
But when it came to my own kids, okay. I definitely held my own kids. I rocked them. I changed their diapers. I did everything. Right. But I just not a baby person. I don't really like holding babies.
Well, why is that? Because let's get inside. Maybe you can shed some light on what his, pull the thread there a little bit.
I really don't know. I know they're really delicate, and I'm not a delicate guy, and I don't want to be responsible, I guess.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
But that might be it.
I just don't like babies.
There's some more. It's
I
more,
don't, like,
I don't
babies.
Like babies.
Hey, listen. I don't like kids.
Well, all right.
Listen, babies only do a couple of things, you know? They poop and they cry.
That's some, and they eat. Okay.
I know they smile, and as they get older, you know, things get better, but I just don't like holding babies.
All right, Dennis.
All right, well, cool. You sound like a nice guy.
My kids, and I was ecstatic when they were born. I held them as soon as they were born. I don't know. It's just different when it's your own, I guess.
Well, she'll be glad to hear that, so maybe there's a chance. All right, thank you, Dennis. Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Happy Friday. Happy Veterans Day. What do you think?
TGIF. Happy Veterans Day to everybody.
Yeah.
So do we know if this is a newborn?
Yeah.
Yes. What was her sister?
Okay. So
her sister's baby.
If he's scared to hold the baby, then I kind of understand him. Like, not a baby person, as in he's like, because they're fragile. They look fragile.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of people I know, too, are scared to, you know, hold a newborn, but. If he's just not a baby person, like, hey, I'm all set with that. He's a big meaning. Yeah.
All right, Matt. Good stuff. Have a great weekend. ROR, good morning.
Well, I tell you, Kristen needs to have that talk, but she needs to know one thing. Men lie.
Oh, men lie.
Men lie. Mm-hmm.
Is that mm-hmm. true?
Unfortunately, it is.
Dang. What do you think he's lying about?
Well, he may not be lying. She needs to have that talk. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's telling her the truth. Maybe he will tell her the truth. But if he doesn't want to have a child, he ought to say so.
I agree. Here's what I think. I'm not sure why she's afraid to have the conversation with him. She has to have it. If that's part of her future wants, she needs to find out. If the answer is no, toodles.
Toodles.
That's it.
Yep.
In my life, I never told any girlfriend that I wanted to get married or that I wanted to have children.
Okay.
Children, which is why at the age of 72, I'm still single. She needs to do that because maybe he's like W.C. Fields. You know, W.C. Fields, they asked him, do you like children, Mr. Fields? And he said, depends how they're cooked.
Yes, that's what I like to say.
Yeah, I love an old W.C. Fields reference. Any other guy would have been like, okay, fine, but just, you know, I'm not comfortable. Right.
We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you got this thing. I think Papa's got this all wrapped up here. I think you got it all wrapped up.
You know.
Yeah.
You guys are absolutely great. This is the first time I've called to put my two cents in, but you guys are great.
That is awesome.
That's so nice of you to say.
You're not lying, though, because men lie.
No, men lie, but not this time.
Okay, just checking.
Because what it is I don't normally like morning talk people. I like music.
Right.
But you guys are adult without being raunchy. You're good. I love this show.
Oh, this is the best call of the day.
That's such a nice thing to say. Thank you so much.
Please call. Keep going. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's
the noise. You call.
Every time I have a good line, I'll call.
I was going to say, call again. All right. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. He's fun. Wow.
Totally.
Right? That's good. He sees red flags, but she's just got to have a conversation at this point. You just can't, you know, live your life wondering about it. So good luck with that, Kristen.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more with Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.